Oh.
You have to roll your telekinesis other to press the button.
Oh, no, that would be Ram. This is Crash.
It's Ram's button?
Ram wouldn't bother to touch the button. Ram would use telekinesis other to touch the mouse and make the mouse press the button. Whereas what I did was I actually just went over and clicked the button. But now the timer's counting down instead of up. Oh, wait. This one's Benjamin.
I get that reference.
I've never seen that movie.
Well, neither have I, but I get the reference. I think it was a book. Hi, welcome to GURPS Wars, a homebrew GURPS Star Wars The Old Republic era, well, somewhat before it, actually. Homebrew. It's such a homebrew. I'm Beth, and I'll be your GM. I am substituting caffeine for sleep, so you have been duly warned. And with me are Crash, and Ellie, and Eo, and... What happened last time?
We had a nice set of drinks at a local business and talked to some of the nightlife that were there and had a wonderful conversation with law enforcement after someone had to lie down for a while. And it was all very calming, relaxing, no stress whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why Antuxa was able to befriend one of the local mob bosses. Second local mob boss befriended by Antuxa. By the end of this arc, Antuxa will be the mob boss as a side hobby. As a benefit, everyone will be more fashionable.
While you're sleeping with the fishes, dear, would you bring back some seafood?
The person with the cement shoes just stares at Antuxa.
They're very fashionable cement shoes.
I designed them myself.
Antuxa would never sink someone in the harbor unless they were fashionable. Right.
They are bespoke, one of a kind cement shoes. You should feel honored.
Somehow I don't think people will tend to, except possibly the Mon Calamari and maybe the Nautilans. Since sinking them in the harbor is, you know.
Sending them home.
Yeah, basically. And on that entertaining digression, yes, you finished up the situation with the aftermath of the combat. You went back to look at all of the cool occultism stuff that Sandcast, the mob boss, had, and then you left him and his girlfriend for the evening to enjoy the rest of their evening. And then you went and had a nice sleep, and in the morning there is a news report that the warehouse that you people had visited that had all of the weird occultism stuff in it has in fact been, well, honestly, a lot of people who don't know what's going on think it's an insurance scam. That somehow it finally got burned down for insurance reasons.
The reporter covering the story is, how many times can one building burn down before they build it up again?
Yeah, pretty much. Ain't, you know, old warehouse burns down for second time.
It's the infinite Antuxa bug, but instead it's a burning house or warehouse.
Yeah, warehouse with some offices and stuff. So... for whatever reason, that has been dealt with. It's not sleeping with the fishes, but close enough. So, you have a lovely day, and you had a promise from Sandcast that he would tell his friend Barekti of Barekti's boys, whom they recently made peace and decided apparently they like each other or something, they're buddies, would. So, and he was at the ritual, and you are probably going to be getting someone, you know, he's going to suggest that Barekti should talk to you people. Is there anything else that your desired set up? Oh, you're right. Ebony Vale. people keep mentioning this Ebony Veil dude, presumed dude.
Yes.
The one who bought the original of the fancy mirrors that allegedly were used to summon an ancient Togruta demon.
Indeed. Well, I don't know which continent the name of this breakfast is referring to, but let's never go there.
All the tables were pushed together. It's actually a Pangea breakfast. Ram was not the one
who pushed
the tables.
What do you say we find it? Right. They just moved on their own.
That's what continents do. Anyway, you were saying that we should do something.
Yes, I was saying we should go find a bistro where we can get some proper food and coffee and possibly scan the news to see what else interesting is happening here.
You had me at coffee. What does one of us need to roll to find a decent coffee place?
Tourist bang, a wild card skill that none of you have. No, you can pick a something to roll if you wish to puzzle it out on your own. You can ask someone at the hotel that you're staying at what a good breakfast place would be. You can step outside the doors and as you wish. Okay.
That's a savoir faire made up by two high society from Antuxa.
That makes sense. Antuxa, I suspect, is going to inquire where the best breakfast places are.
Yes.
If you want
the concierge well.
Mm-hmm. You're directed to a nice little location if you want someplace that's nearby anyway. There are fancier places here and there. Day. It's a new day. That's right. You went to bed, remember?
Yes.
Does the moon look closer to you?
The consequences of that. Hmm? And it has an odd face on it. How interesting.
Don't break the GM.
That's the purpose of the game, I thought.
Oh.
Fair and valid. I mean, that's definitely the D&D game. But also, I think there was some serious connotations to it being a new day.
Yes, I have to go look something up.
Okay. The GM has forgotten because the GM is substituting caffeine for sleep and...
You can proceed.
All right. Second, let me navigate away from the distracting GIFs.
They'll call you back.
Indeed, they will. There are some fancy places hither, thither, various yawns. There's an absolutely hole in the wall that from the outside looks like nothing and from the inside is very understated fancy and has the most absolute delicious food at all hours of the night. They're pretty sure, and day usually, they're pretty sure that it's like a money laundering front or something, and also it's located in Crime Alley, so they don't actually recommend that you go there as tourists, unless you have a native guide, so to speak. Like, you know, someone who launders money. But there's a nice little place that is just around the block. You could actually go walk to it if you wanted to. That is likely to be able to serve more discreet, discretionary, elegant and refined palates than the Continental Breakfast, which is laid out by the droids and probably made by droids. Possibly made by Astromechs. Ah, it's a new day, new outfit. A slinky black dress that is sleeveless on one side, and the other side, the sleeve goes down and merges also into a gold-lined cape that just barely brushes the ground. Or, since the ground is wet and mucky, it probably floats just a little bit above it. Paired with elegant, simple black shoes.
This is one of the most utilitarian outfits I think we've ever seen in Tuxa wear, outside of a spacesuit. Hold that
because
thought.
Because if it were inside a spacesuit, it would get kind of bulky.
Outfits for outside a spacesuit. That was a problem. The full outfit wouldn't fit inside the spacesuit, and Tuxa needed carry-on luggage.
Yes.
And Tuxa can make this work.
Yes, Tuxa took carry-on luggage onto the spaceship full of zombies.
No.
Space station.
Future mission, designing fashion to go around the outside of a spacesuit. Historically rather utilitarian.
Oh, and on the bare arm, fingernail, fake nails, I presume, that are matte black with a shiny red chrome point on each of them. Long points, so, you know, talons. And a large ring shaped like a coffin that looks like it could open and probably has poison or something in it. Who knows?
Well, the secret compartment
has... And Tuxa has claws.
Yes.
So they're not fake on her.
Ah! She's just double painted them so they're matte black at the base and they look like they might be artificial nails.
Right.
They're shiny at the tips and yep.
The secret compartment of her ring she fills with and Tuxa super energy pill.
Either that
there,
or...
There is a very... Like, a shrinking percentage of people who would get that reference.
There's also the possibility that what it has in it is lip gloss.
Oh, do you have poison in your ring? No, the vessel with the pestle has the pellet with the poison.
I love that you keep referencing that. I don't know what it's from, but I love that it keeps happening.
Oh, you haven't seen the court jester?
The
Court Jester Danny Kaye's, probably Danny Kaye's best known movie. It's very, very funny. You would enjoy it a lot, Crash.
I first ran into it when our fencing instructor was doing theater combat. So we learned how to, you know, do fake combat. And there's a particular fight scene in it that it's actually quite long, where he is swapping between skill levels and showing how you telegraph, oh no, I'm a terrible fighter versus no, actually I'm a great fighter.
Okay.
So
Ellie has shared a GIF from it. I've seen segments of this. I've not seen the actual movie. But I've seen bits and pieces of it, most notably from somebody who I will not plug here because they turned out to be a J.K. Rowling supporter.
Oh, boo.
Yeah. I liked their content until then.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're curious, that is Basil Rathbone on the right.
Mm-hmm. It had a young Angela Lansbury.
Danny Kaye is the most dangerous opponent he ever fenced against because... Danny Kaye did not know what the heck he was doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes,
Rathbone spent the entire fencing sequence worried that he was going to get an injury.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Oh, no.
And wasn't the main character hypnotized into thinking that he was good at it?
Yes.
Yes.
That was a plot point. That wasn't behind the scenes. That was a plot point.
That was a plot point. And... the trigger was someone snapping their fingers.
And which naturally meant that everyone had to snap their fingers a lot.
Yes.
During the fight.
Yes. And this is why it was in the fencing, the stage fighting thing, because it was just, you know, the different style of everything, yeah. How they were doing it and how they telegraphed it and whatnot. So I always am very fond of watching it. The other one that he showed us was, of course, the one from The Princess Bride.
Now I'm imagining bringing it back to the game that we're playing right now, and Tuxa telling somebody,
my tricks.
You are an excellent swords fighter.
The question is, would it work?
Well, clearly it would work. And Tuxa told Rand that he was able to throw things into low orbit with his mind.
And now he is. Anyway.
For the record, I didn't like that coffee. I like bad coffee. And that wasn't coffee. It wasn't good enough to be called bad coffee.
You have found a nice little place where you can actually have some food that, if not truly superior fare, it at least clears the medium bar of Antux's preferences. A lot of people are discussing that apparently that warehouse went boom again. Why would that happen again? You know, surely it can't have actually been burned down by any of the mob bosses, because that would be doing somebody a favor. You know, if it's fully burned down, maybe they can actually rebuild now. Maybe someone was doing them a favor. Maybe someone hired an arsonist. There's some news about the Blue Orchid having people come in and try to shoot up one of the guests there. And in fact, there's actually a little, some blurry images of you people talking to the Green Twi'lek cop guy. They're fairly blurry. Someone clearly took it like from across the room, but you know, present for a attempted assassination, and it lays a whole bunch of stuff out, and you know, hear something about heroic chair tossing, and that the cops are described in ways that sound like praise, but it's the kind of praise where you can just feel it in your teeth that someone is basically going, well, bless their hearts, they tried.
Thank goodness the cops actually did their jobs.
Yeah. And they didn't even have to be paid off by the owner. You know, so apparently there was like a part-time newsy in the crowd when you people were there, and they got a few shots off, so to speak.
Incidentally, Antuxa is going to lay in, like, as she's passing groups of people talking about the explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, it's stuff like, she's going to layer in something about a cover-up.
That is, yeah, if you probably get, like, the barista, the wait staff at a minimum, you know, oh, did you hear kind of thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, they are perfectly willing to believe that something was covered up there. Maybe they're going to find, you know, somebody's dead body there, or maybe someone is now buried in concrete and everything's burned down around them, and they'll only find it when they, you know, dig out a new basement or something. The idea that it might be a cover up of some kind is absolutely, yep, chirp, yep. Everyone believes that's entirely possible.
I'll integrate that into my worldview.
Hmm?
I'll integrate that into my worldview.
Yeah. It's probably not going to be a, you know, everyone 100% believes there was a cover-up, but cover-up is absolutely in there.
Okay. Yeah. And Tuxa is then going to, after we leave the bistro, And Tuxa is going to make a call to Sandcast and suggest that he might want to have someone watching the site, just in case someone comes back.
Think Ebony Vale's going to go back there?
Well,
now that it's burned down?
If he thinks perhaps there's something to find that could be linked to him.
Don't think he's the one who burned it down.
Very fair. In that case, pay it no more mind. It was just a thought.
No, it's a good thought. I think I might know who burned it down. But I'm not going to say anything on, you know, the comm. That's, you never know
who's
listening. But I might finger a few other people for who would have done it. He might have, but yeah, I'll see if somebody can just keep an eye on what's going on there. No telling what people might try to frame a honest businessman for that.
Indeed.
So, I left a message for Barekti, and I left your comm code there, so
I shall be waiting. with vacant breath.
One of his people's probably going to be the one who talks to you first, because they're fancy, Berechti's boys are. You know, they've been in the business a while, so...
Well, I can
they got layers. Fancy. Yeah, they got layers and stuff. Oh, you do fancy great. Cassie was honestly pretty jealous of your outfit. I had to promise to buy her something good. Those off-world outfits, or you get them somewhere around here?
Off-world, I'm afraid, but I'll be sure to send her something.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I can do it. I can do it. I just got to figure out what catalogs to look at.
Oh, no. I assure you. Consider it my prerogative. It will be a gift from you.
Okay. At least show me what it looks like so that I can, you know...
And not be surprised. I understand.
Thanks.
Are you losing it at my...
Yes.
Mention of Space Seers catalogs. You can get anything out of a space... I'm going to call it Spears. Space Seers is Spears catalog. You can get all kinds of things. Houses, thrown weapons.
Powered weapons. Anything's a thrown weapon if Rand has it.
Well, yes, but even those who don't have my talents can throw some things.
There is that.
Some people are very good at throwing tantrums.
And Brittany's.
I also posted something to the gift warehouse.
I saw that one too. So
we're not in Space Chicago.
Are you sure?
Actually, there are a lot of mobsters, aren't there? We might be in Space Chicago. The weather's horrible. Mm-hmm. And any moment now, the entire city's going to burn to the ground.
Well, except for the part where it's kind of an island. So
it's kind of an island, but that it's going to burn to the waterline is what you're saying, because a space cow knocked over a space lantern.
I mean, the rain would probably put it out.
You think that? As a Boy Scout, I can tell you rain does not put out all fires.
Depends on how much kerosene you use.
We didn't use kerosene.
In any case, is there anything that you want to do before fielding a comm call?
Who are we calling again?
You're probably going to get a call from the boss of Berechti's boys. Berechti the Third.
Yes.
And I'm just seeing if there's anything that you want to be doing, because I hardly want you to think that I'm putting you on a railroad and shoving you down the line.
Is Berechti a first name or a last name?
It appears to be a last name from all the research that you did the other day.
Okay. And Io also had a question.
I sort of have a plan, but I think we want to hear the call first. Because my thought at the end of the last session was that if the way to get everyone to turn up to something around here is to put on some fancy showy ritual, then the way to lure out the person we need to find might be by putting on a fancy showy ritual.
Well, I think that sounds fun.
Let's put on a show.
I'm still flashing back to Return of the Jedi with C-3PO hovering through the air and all the Ewoks freaking out. I know someone who can get that to happen. Just saying. I know a guy.
You know a guy. I mean, yeah. Close it. Goodbye. At a decent hour when you're unlikely to be having late breakfast or whatever, it's possibly a considerate time of the day. Morning shading into almost noon, you get a little comm call from a droid that says that Mr. Berechti says that this is the comm code for Antuxa?
Oh, yes. Hello, darling.
Greetings. I am the factotum droid for Mr. Barecki. You wish to have a meeting?
Yes, to discuss something that happened a few nights ago. I have information that I believe will benefit him, and, well, I might be able to help him out. But he also might have information that would benefit me, so it's a mutually beneficial exchange.
Those are always the best kind.
I think so.
Can fit you in.
When today can I meet him?
Let me see. If you can come over at approximately an hour, local hour, after local noon, that will be at the tail end of Mr. Barecki's lunch, and a working lunch is always a useful thing to be able to have.
Indeed. Well,
there's a little luncheon area at gives an address. The address is, okay, it's not in Crime Alley. Quite. I will put it on the map. I will make a little drawing. And then I will color it something besides white so that we can actually notice it on the map. That's a good color. Let's move that about. Yeah. It is just barely on the bad side of the street between Newton and Newtown and Crime Alley. No, that's not. Does it have a name? It had a name. It had a name, and did I write the name down? Or did I assume I would remember the name? GMs, never assume you're going to remember the name. Always write the name down. Ah, yes. The name is DeMario's.
Sounds like we should have a pizza joint.
Spiza, Spiza!
This is true.
Okay, let me label it. Yeah, that's way too big of a label. I don't think it needs to be 48 point. There, that one. Come now. Be good. Undo. That'll do. Okay. So, a local hour after local noon. I do not have a map for this one. Dun, dun, dun.
It's high noon.
No, just after high noon.
It's just after high noon.
And it's not that high because it's not that kind of place. Even if certain recreational substances probably are actually legal in this location, especially if you buy off the cops.
Moderately elevated noon.
The sun is at its highest location in the sky at this time of year for this location.
Noon.
That's what I said.
Noon.
Then I was corrected several times. Also, why am I even here? I'm not one of these characters. I'll see myself out. Character goes past craft services, takes several plates, and leaves.
Sadly, for various and sundry reasons, I don't have a map for the place.
No.
It is tragic. Absolutely tragic. And I can't even reuse one of the other maps that we once had because in all of the upgrades to Foundry, they are gone. Gone like pixels in the wind. Darth Chardonnay hopes that his office will someday return. Right now, all he has is walls. So, I will just plonk another icon down there. You get there, I assume, reasonably on time, fashionably early, fashionably late, fashionably punctual.
And Tux is fashionably fashionable.
Exactly. Whenever you arrive, it will be quite fashionable.
Something, something, a Sith is never late. She arrives just as fashionably as she means to.
Yes.
She arrives at the perfect time to hit you with Force Lightning.
All the times is a perfect time to hit somebody with Force Lightning if you want to hit them with Force Lightning.
Lord Zappy Zap approves, I'm sure.
Exactly! I've been here the whole time. Where have you been? Yes, Ellie writes. The location appears to be a little luncheon area that, okay, it does not quite meet the description that you were given of the money laundering establishment, aka restaurant with food that's absolutely glorious. It does seem to be perhaps a cousin to that. This is a place that people go if they are mostly Zabrax, who are wearing the sort of clothes that make you very very suspicious that it's a family business. This is a very exclusive clientele, shall we say. There's offices, and it appears to be an office building above, you know, maybe there's apartments in there, you know, but that kind of thing. So this is probably the, I will leave my office where I have been working and stroll downstairs to my pet chef who also serves food to other people, and, you know, a pair of kind of baffled tourists are there who are getting served their very good luncheon, and they seem to feel like they're a little bit out of their depth, but they're having some really great sandwiches, so they're over in that corner. You obviously have been described as the motley group you are, except not for Antuxa, who is not motley at all. Antuxa is extremely, well, fashionable. We already said fashionable, therefore that's the word in my head. You are escorted to a back booth that has a sound-canceling bit of tech that turns on once you pass the opening, and offered a seat, and there is a Iridonian, the brown, not the red. Those are Imperial. The red ones are Imperial. Zabrax, he's Iridonian. He's got the brown skin with brown tattoos, the little horns, white hair. He is decidedly on the hefty side, finishing up the some sort of pastry that's mostly gone and a cup of calf. He, you know, waves, you know, order what you'd like. My friend Sandcast speaks for you.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that.
Have a seat, have a seat. He says that you, ma'am, fixed up his thumb.
Well, I did my best.
I gather he said it stung a bit, but it worked, and frankly, I'd be a little bit interested myself, since I've got a little cut that even a dab of Colto hasn't really helped with.
Well, and she'll reach across the table with her nailed hand prominent. I'll take a look and see what I can do.
He takes off the glove from his left hand. He put a little gash apparently into the side of his hand, not the fingers, and holds it out. It looks like it's infected. You know, like it closed over, but it's sort of a weird silvery...
It's angry.
Yeah, it looks angry in a weird silvery way.
Careful, no talk it. It's angry.
Made by Nine. The thing, basically, you heal it from the bottom. It does obviously sting. And what it to be moderately ew, there's some pus that comes out as you're healing it up. Basically, it sort of breaks through the thin layer of skin, except it's this weird silvery oil slick, smells strange kind of gunk. He winces slightly because A, the healing stung, and then he looks at what emerged that, you know, he has a silvery scar now, but that stuff is kind of, you know, on there. So makes a face, takes out a napkin, and starts wiping it away. Never had something go bad like that.
Indeed.
I actually have a description for... It smells... Give me perception rolls for smell. Anyone who wishes to try to identify the weird... Oh, made by five. Yes, Santuxa. Anyone else?
I'm not trying to smell it.
Okay. Made by two. Sen, it
Oh, I should recover my fatigue from yesterday.
Yes, everyone take a long rest.
I can't find the long rest button.
You'll just have to hit the appropriate recovery numbers. Okay, Antuxa. This does not smell very much like infection. It's oily. It's not like what you'd expect to see an infected wound. It's vaguely reflective oil slick. It doesn't cling. It's sort of non-stick. It's very, very liquidy, like mercury or something. And it smells like scorched steel and ozone.
Well, that's alarming.
Oh?
Not the smell of it.
Yeah, it doesn't smell like... Think I should be taking that to a doctor?
No, I'm not sure a doctor will be able to help you. But, well, not to be blunt, but I might.
Considering that even though it stung, it looks a lot better now, and the Colto wasn't helping, I'd guess that you're actually the real thing.
Indeed. Spooky action at a distance, as they say. Or up close, if I need to.
I don't want to get in the way if there's some kind of contest of spooky, but that doesn't mean that I wouldn't point you in the proper direction to get rid of that ebony veil.
My goodness, nobody seems to like him.
He made a fool of us all.
He may have done more than that, I'm afraid.
Poison? Is that why it wasn't healing?
It's somewhat more spiritual than poison usually is.
You're saying that ritual did something after all. Detecting disturbances. Made by five.
I think that's what I rolled last time.
Yeah, that's basically the force sense. Yeah, it's either that or a force sense one. Detecting disturbances. Made by five. We'll take it. He has the same feel as the others did, with the sense of some kind of force connection, force bond, trailing off into not quite connected, or at least it's someplace you can't track.
There is something. All of you, can I speak freely here?
If you can't speak freely here, I'm going to shoot somebody or have them shot.
Very well. All of you who were at the ritual the other night seemed to have a connection spiritually to something somewhere.
And not each other?
No. Not that I can tell, anyway. My concern is that it's going to start drawing energy from you. Who would want to weaken all of the prominent players?
Someone calling himself Ebony Vale, presumably.
Indeed. But he targeted you.
He targeted Sandcass. Because Sandcass is...
a collector. He has certain interests.
Yeah, I like him, but he's an easy target for some things.
Indeed.
Everybody needs a hobby, and if his hobby is collecting occult things that are mystical and whatever, everybody needs a hobby. There's worse. There's much worse around here.
Incidentally, I have seen his collection, and it is impressive.
Impressive, and, well, the man's eclectic.
Indeed.
But I am not saying ill of him. It's not my hobby, but I will not speak ill of it.
It seems like it's a hobby a lot of people around here have.
If you go to the right places looking for it, yeah. I'm not usually looking for it. Usually we're on the lookout for, nosy Jedi. They sometimes object to some of the things that we sell, some of the business that we do.
That's unfortunate.
They're good at that.
Well, we try not to get into their business and encourage them not to get into ours. I don't think that Icon was some Jedi thing. They aren't. They don't do that. They just stand places and radiate.
Look disapproving at things?
Pretty much. They meditate disapprovingly at you.
They're really good at that.
Well, I promise not to meditate disapprovingly at anyone. At least not in your company.
Meditate disapprovingly at anyone you want, so long as it's not in front of me.
Do you have business immediately after this? I know this is a ridiculous question to ask, but I wondered if you could perhaps accompany me on a 5-minute taxi ride.
Depends on where I'd be accompanying you to.
Well, we would be getting in the taxi and going about 2.5 minutes away, and then coming directly back here without getting out of the taxi, and then you would be free to go about your business.
You're trying to triangulate the energy drain thing?
Indeed. You know me so well already.
It's the only reason to go anywhere, and yeah, sure. I don't take kindly to people poisoning me with some kind of weird ritual thing. I don't take kindly to people using Sandcast's hobby to get him drawn into things like this.
Indeed.
And Tuck, it's not like, do you want us with you, or should we be wandering around to other places at the same time and trying to, you know, help triangulate?
If you would like to come with us, by all means. I am always delighted by the pleasure of your company.
Oh. Well, I'll come along in case anyone decides to do something really foolish, like start shooting at taxis.
Indeed. That would be very foolish.
Well, now I certainly wish to accompany you, because I want to be there to see the foolishness.
I know what you want to do with the taxi.
Well, not the one that we're in.
No, not the one that we're in.
Does it have to be a taxi, or can I get my own air car? It's got a droid pilot.
No, it doesn't have to be a taxi at all. It just has to get us far away from here in 2.5 minutes.
All right. I usually use a ground car, but I've got an air car.
Very well.
All right, this way then. He finishes his coffee, heaves himself somewhat ponderously, but not with great difficulty, if you see the difference, to his feet, and strides out in an imposing fashion. And will lead you into a lift that is nicely appointed. Definitely, this whatever his businesses are, they are profitable. He probably has, like, interests in all of the gambling and whatnot, the tourist section. And up to a not-quite-rooftop garage with assorted air cars, and over to one of the air cars. And just for grins, if people could give me perception rolls. Just for grins.
Oh, good.
I get to make a roll as soon as I find perception. Yes, this is a thing. I don't want it to be a thing.
It's secondary attribute section right under your primary attributes.
I found it, but I always have to look. And I press the button, but I don't see my roll. So apparently...
I see it. You just made it.
The update to Dice Tray did not fix that bug.
For you. I mean, I've got Game Master.
Now we can confirm it's not just a bug that happens for Game Masters. Because the last two times we encountered it, it was the person who was the Game Master who had to relearn the C roles.
Maybe they've branched out.
It's spreading.
It's spreading. Or at least it's a slightly different one. Sen, Rat, you both just made your perception rolls. You both have an ominous feeling. You are Sith. You have danger sense. Your danger sense is perkata, perkata, perkata quietly at the back of your heads making you a bit concerned about things. And Tuxi, you made it by 4. There's something about the direction you're heading in towards that nice big air car with the droid that's just, you know, already sitting in the front seat there. The danger is in that direction. Somewhat. And you know, we've been playing for about an hour or so. Would anyone like to take a break?
A break would be good.
Sure.
Let's take a break. 5 minutes. Keep it 15.
This traffic is dreadful. Are you sure I can't make any cubes?
Not like a wombat, anyway.
That was out of character. Ran is still assuming that we're trying to keep a somewhat low profile. I mean, Intuxa isn't keeping a low profile, but that's Intuxa.
Intuxa, possibly incapable of keeping low profiles.
In fact.
Acting, made by 2.
Intuxa is, while approaching the car, going to slow down and start talking loudly to Barekti about something. You know, have you seen Sandcast's collection? I know you think it's just a hobby of his, but you really should see it. It's quite astonishing. Come with me. I was impressed, and I am not easily impressed. Sen, would you please sotto voce check out the car?
Sen starts moving towards the car.
Barekti is a bit... He takes a moment to blink at Intuxa and then basically goes following off. You know, he offers his arm to her politely so that she can lead him places.
She is going to lead him sort of gently, not quite in the direction of the car, not away from it, but she's sort of meandering and not letting him get near it. She is being the loud attention-getting one, while hopefully the stealthy ones can get near the car.
While she is doing this, he is going to ask, say, did you drop your purse, perhaps, over by the elevator? Should we go check?
Oh my goodness, I think you're right.
Why can't I roll?
You did.
I am seeing your... In fact, you made a stealth success by 4 and then success by 5.
I can't see my own rolls.
We were right. The glitch is spreading. If you reload Foundry, you'll see all the rolls you've made, and you'll be able to roll again.
Dang.
I will do that.
Also, you'll notice the die that goes behind your character when it's your turn in the initiative. I have changed to D6s because that's more fitting.
I like it greatly.
Darling, you are so perceptive. Let's go back and get it, shall we?
Yes, let's.
No, to self, adding Barekti as contact.
There's going to be a mob boss group chat.
Quite possibly. Except for that some of them don't like others, but you know.
Yeah, but I'm going to get the other two in there because the first three are in there and they're not going to want to be left out.
Possibly
then
not.
Everyone will join because everyone else has joined.
Exactly.
The Ebony Visor, or whatever his name is, will join, and everyone will leave.
No, they'll trace the call.
Ebony Vale shows up and posts a link to a file that says, hey, could everyone download this real quick? What is this? This not malwareHonest.exe. I mean, it says it's not malware.
Honest.
It checks out.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't lie. It said it's honest.
Can I tell you about the thing that happened this week where I thought I was getting just spam invited to interviews at a company I had never applied to, and it turned out somebody else with my name and birthday had applied and was being interviewed.
Oof.
And they had just sent the interviews to the wrong person.
Ooh.
With my last name being as common as it is, there are other teachers and even students who have the same name as me. And autocomplete, built into an email system, is wonderful and terrifying.
Oh, no.
I have had a principal email me with a lot of concern about why I wasn't showing up for meetings. And I had to say, because I'm not the Crash you are looking for. Move along. Which is way more amusing than every now and then I find out that there's a service that does not do email verification. It just lets you put an email in and says, hey, you have an account now. And there is someone out there who has been thinking their email address is my email address for years.
Oh no.
The story is worse than you think it is, but I'm not going to tell the whole thing for the recording.
Reasonable.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Sen, you're being stealthy. Ran, you did a search. How are you performing your search? Is this a visual search?
It's going to start off as a visual search, yes.
Okay. I should probably give you make you take observation at some point. But visual search will work here.
It's not the only role I think I'm going to make for this. However, it is the first role I am making for this.
All right. Visually, you've made it by one. There's the car. There's a droid in the car. You can spot numerous places that you would want to actually lay your hands on if you were looking for contraband. You can spot a few places that you would want to hide behind that might be safe, depending on if the thing, you know, depending on why the thing is giving you danger vibes, or why something is giving you danger vibes. The fact that Antuxa pointed at the car is entirely plausible. Then you have made your stealths. Will we take the first roll on that? Made by four?
Yes.
Okay. Sen is sneaky.
One of us has to be.
Indeed.
Sen is suspicious that someone has rigged something to explode.
Does seem plausible.
If I roll mechanical aptitude with perception, would that let me sense if something is building up to go boom?
Seems plausible.
Okay.
You probably want to make it by a fair amount because I think there might be range penalties if you can't touch part of the mechanism.
Okay. I'm having some trouble with the dice tray. It keeps disappearing whenever I open the actors tab.
Oh, it's not actually disappearing. It's moving off.
Over there.
Yeah, it gets shoved over to the side.
All right. Well, I'm going to add the modifier for it being perception, and I'm going to spend a fatigue. And I assume the penalties are quite secret and we can find them later.
Yes.
Hello. Oh.
You've made it by nine. Okay.
You find all the bombs.
The car is probably okay, but you do not like the droid that's in there. There's something about that droid that is not right.
Do they look like they've been modified by a Jawa at any point in time?
Possibly.
Ooh.
That's actually a point in the they're actually okay situation. Unless it's a droid made to look like a Jawa that's been modified out of a mouse droid.
The droid isn't... There's something wrong with... It hasn't greeted you like a... You know, it didn't greet anyone like a good droid should. It's sitting in the car. And okay, maybe that's normal around here, but Imperial droids would probably not be sitting in the car unless they were like built into the car. And then... Most people just use an astromech for that.
Well, we're also not in Imperial space.
Yeah, but even Republic stuff, it might be the style. It might be a preference, but that droid seems like it's not functioning correctly somehow. The power flows are wrong.
Then is going to slink back to where Antuxa and Barekti are.
They are back by the elevator, where he is pointing out the armor that all they have to do is, you know, step around the edge here, and it's actually quite an armored elevator, and if they need to, they can close the doors, and isn't that nice and fancy and expensive, and you'd never know that it was so sturdy because he had the very finest people come in and put the wood inlays on it.
The droid's gone bad.
The droid?
The droid. It's not acting right.
Droid usually sticks with the car. It's supposed to guard the car.
Doesn't look like it's guarding anything. It's sitting there and not paying the right kind of attention.
Perhaps we should have taken the text. And then perhaps I would have decided to fly somewhere or send it to pick up my kids. That's bad.
Does the droid driver have a tall cylindrical head with multiple eyes that rotate around?
No. No, it's not a Cylon.
I was thinking more along the lines of...
Is it an IG?
Yeah.
A what?
An IG.
There's a specific droid that's... they were one of the bounty hunters.
Yep. No, it looks like a normal droid. It looks... perfectly.
Ellie found a GIF.
Except
of it.
It's. Yeah. I will look in the warehouse. Ah. No, it's not one of those, although that's pretty cool. That's extremely cool. Let's just rotate everything while we keep going this direction. Yes.
That's from
good.
Mandalorian.
Good droid use. Yeah. That makes sense. It's sitting there, and you get to decide what you want to do about the droid that does not seem to be paying any attention. It's not rotating its head to look at anyone. It's not greeting anyone. I don't know how close you are yet, Ran, but...
Ran, unless someone tells him otherwise, is probably going to walk up to the car.
Okie dokie. Is anyone telling Ran otherwise?
I'm not close enough to tell Ran anything.
Well, you could yell.
I'm going...
Oh, no.
And misses perception by one.
Yes, which Seth? Means I'm looking to see if there's a reason why I shouldn't be walking towards the car. I don't see any reason why I should stop.
Then?
If I see Ran moving towards the car, I'm going to, like, head back a little bit, though not fully approach, because Ran presumably knows what he's doing.
That's my secret, Sen. I never know what I'm doing. Even when you're filing taxes, especially when I'm filing taxes.
And I kind of figure that if the droid pulls out a gun or tries to start the car, I should keep my eyes on the droid rather than the Ran.
That's fair.
I'll save you the head if the droid intends to do that.
The droid?
I should add overconfidence as a dis-add on this character, because dagnabbit, I've got it.
Yeah, well, you do have a lot of TK. That substitutes for a lot of competency on many things.
Yes, but I'm applying that to everything.
Yeah, well.
I'm confident I can pick this lock.
The droid is holding some kind of wrapped package.
Ah.
You see as you approach. You know, it's got it a little wrapped package between it and the steering wheel. It's about the size of and shape of, you know, a brick. It's all wrapped up in paper. And it is just sitting there looking at the brick or whatever it is.
But when the mobster approaches, it's going to throw the package at the mobster. Ellie, yes. These are a few of my favorite things.
Something wrapped up, packages,
brown paper bricks wrapped up in string.
Yep. Yeah.
When the droid fights. When the Ack Hound stings. Wait, do they sting? It's a robot. Who knows?
They bite. I think it's the Kalor slugs that sting.
When I'm feeling mad.
Do you wish to do anything?
Well, hello there. What do you have there?
droid lifts its head slightly, turns to face you. Sir, are you authorized?
Well, we were about to go for a ride in this vehicle with your master, so I think I might be. But still, what do you have there? I don't normally see a driving droid carrying a small package wrapped up a string.
It was in the car after the repairs.
The repairs? When did the repairs happen?
There was a windshield nick.
Oh.
Critical success on hearing roll antics. So you hear all of this. The acoustics are excellent in this place. You are standing in just the right spot, apparently.
Also a good location for a barbershop quartet to practice.
Possibly.
Space barbershop quartet.
I picked up the car, and the windshield was repaired. And this package was in the car.
Ah.
Do you know anything about a repair, darling?
That would be handled by the... factotum droid. The windshield place is usually reputable.
I see.
The little concerned by what's going on there.
I am going to let Berekti go off and make a call about the factotum droid while Rand's interaction continues.
Do you want to come down in the elevator with me, or shall I take it by myself?
Sen, perhaps you'd better accompany him, if you don't mind. Oh, and he has muted.
One sec. Ooh,
while that is... while EO is enjoying a nom, because noms are good. Right. Well, my friend, this package seems to be making several people a little bit nervous, because we don't know where it came from. Would you mind if I took that off your hands? Just to be on the safe side. We don't want any more damage to happen to the car.
I cannot stop holding it.
Why not?
My arms are not working.
Well, the good news is, I can still take that off your hands.
If I go under 70 miles per hour.
I will have stopped because the engine will have failed. I need to keep revving it at every intersection. And well, black smoke comes out. You think I'm doing that to be a nuisance? No. I'm just trying to get to the dealership. I am going to attempt to gently move this package. Oh my gosh. Look at
Made
that
it by
roll.
Nine.
No. Mm-hmm. Did you see the numbers on those dice?
Yep.
Two sixes. And I made it by nine. I love this skill. It's the only thing I'm really good at, and I'm okay with this. I am going to try to gently lift the package and move it out of the window and away from everyone.
The droid is holding the package in such a way that basically its fingers appear to be locked around it. It will be very difficult to gently get it free. It's also a very heavy package.
I open its hands. I made that one
by
13.
Yeah.
It can attempt to resist me.
It's not attempting to resist you so much as its arms just appear to be locked in place.
I've encountered locked doors that were thicker than those fingers.
Indeed. And some of them do, in fact, do a bit crunch. So
actually, can I do something real quick first?
Maybe.
If there's anything like a little bit of string tied to the fingers that opening them would pull on it.
Ah, just made it. It doesn't appear that the box is tied to the droid.
Okay.
It just appears like the droid picked it up and then this happened.
Well, the fingers are already not working. Crunching them a little bit is regrettable, but repairable.
The droid says, oh dear, in the tone of voice of somewhat dismayed droids everywhere, but, you know, not severely distraught droids, if that makes sense.
Broken fingers can be fixed, especially mechanical ones. If this is what I think it is, I'd rather it not be near you, or the car, or me for that matter.
Because it will cause some damage that is harder to repair.
I do not understand this thing. My hands did not work once I picked it up.
Yes, and I'm going to put it over away from things that should continue to work. Shall I roll telekinesis other again, or to taunt?
I don't think you need to. Where do you want to put your package? It is feels heavier than you would have expected.
I don't want it near anything that is load-bearing or fragile. But otherwise, away. Gently away.
I mean, you could send it through the force screen that the, you know, things go in and out of. It keeps the rain out of the garage.
I'll just take a potential bomb and toss it onto the city street. It's fine.
Well, you could dangle it out the other side of the force screen.
What floor are we on?
You are about 5 stories up.
Okay, so I don't need to worry about people walking right outside the force screen going, oh, what's this? A box. Is this for boom?
No, although you might want to be careful if you accidentally put it into, like, where the air cars think is their airspace.
I'm going to have it be just outside the force screen.
Okay. And let's see how... Da-da-da.
That's twice for the listeners at home that Beth has rolled since I said this.
Oh, yeah, I should roll that. I technically should be rolling that one for you.
That's 3 times.
Yeah, just like rolling these things. Yeah, no, that's going to fail.
Ram puts on his sunglasses so he can enjoy the bright lights that are about to happen. It's space 4th of July, everyone.
Let's see. It's probably... meters. As you are passing it through the force screen, well, actually, Sen, I would like you're not in there. You're probably going down the elevator.
Sen is going down the elevator with Berekti to make sure that secret assassins don't jump out and shoot him.
Good idea. And Tuxa, you are staying in the...
Yes.
I would like a danger central.
Not excessively splitting the party.
Not excessively. Thank you for not running off in a third direction. Could I get a danger sense roll off you? Now you can make your danger sense rolls. As the package is moving towards the force screen, your sense of danger is spiking and you are reflexively about to fling yourself behind the nearest solid-looking object.
Ran, hold it a moment. A moment. I don't know what that was. Must have been stress.
Holding it is exactly what I'm doing. Where would you like me to hold it?
Not through the force screen.
Ah.
I tell you what. Why don't you let me come to you?
I am going to ask the droid, new friend, how are you holding up?
My body is not functioning from the neck down. I can still operate this car. I have a connection to it wirelessly.
Well, that's
excellent.
Are
we going somewhere, sir?
Probably eventually, although your reduced functionality is a concern.
I am still capable of driving, sir.
I am thrilled that you are able to still complete that task, but whatever did that could do it to other things, like, say, a force shield, or a car for that matter.
I am not programmed for that. I am a driver. Sir, do you wish to go somewhere?
In a moment.
Very well.
Your master had to take the elevator real quick. He'll be back shortly, and then we will probably be taking a short drive.
Of course, sir. I will attempt to reboot the systems.
It goes to reboot, and it gives multiple errors about... USB drive is not functional. USB drive is not functional. Shut down anyway. Shut down anyway. Shut down anyway. Ejecting disk. Ejecting disk. Ejecting disk. Disk not ejecting. Program is still being used. Force quit? Yes, no?
And Tuxa, you're strolling over next to Ran. Yes. I assume. All right. Ran is not...
I moved myself over to Ran.
Yes, I see. So far, nothing has gone kablooey. you definitely have a prickly, horrible feeling up and down your spine about it.
Indeed. I would like to reach out and touch it if I may. But, well, perhaps that's not a great idea.
Suggestion. The package was in the car after it was repaired. You don't have to touch the package.
Hmm. Very true. I will touch the car.
Your arm falls off.
And not succeed.
Miss by one. The car is... Oh, is that dust? Did you just get dust on your fingers? Ew. Ew.
I have a glove on my other hand. I'm not a savage.
Well, true.
I am going to try remote psychometry on the box, then, since I'm not getting anything off the car.
That's a better roll, but...
Made it. -1 for range. I assume you... Yeah, if it was further away than that. Yeah, okay. The... package was wrapped up by, you're pretty sure that's a human. You have a vague impression of a face, but it's not, it's like something is a little bit weird about it.
Mm-hmm.
The package is handed to someone who is wearing black gloves, black hood, a black mask with a thin red line down it, who takes it and gives it to someone else who, and that person, you know, you only just made it, so you're not getting certain bits. You get the parts where it's passing through different hands, and the other person puts it in the car and closes the door, and then a droid picks it up and has been holding it.
I love storylines where the person, when they are in a room by themselves doing a thing that cannot be seen, is still in full costume because the fourth wall sees everything. Otherwise,
the problem with the person who wrapped the package, and mostly you're getting currently the who was messing with the wrapping part because that's what's closest and you only just made it. The person who wrapped it is the one where they aren't masked, but there is something fuzzing the sense of person about them. The other one is indeed masked. And then the last one is not, and is just a sense of a person, a worker of some kind. Autoglass repair. Yeah.
Does the mask fit the description of whoever we've been...
It does not. Okay. And that is weird. Because it very distinctly does not. The description you have was basically like a sort of matte, silvery, metallic, stylized face on the mask. This one's just a blank black one with a red line bisecting it top to bottom. It looks... You are our fashion person. It looks like someone is dressed up like a Sith. A dramatic Sith. I mean, not completely dramatic. They don't have gigantic shoulder pauldron things,
right.
But... Sen, you're going down the elevator and probably following along somewhat in the wake of Berekti, who is storming along, snapping out orders to anyone he sees that he wants to know what happened to his air car. It has some kind of bomb in it, apparently. Yes, he believes the strangers. Yes, he's got a Twi'lek for a bodyguard right now. No, you are not. You haven't lost your job. They're freelancing. Gets to the factotum droid who, and starts asking questions, which are, it's answering very calmly because it's a factotum droid. It's used to people yelling at it that, no, it's the same place as usual. Everyone's been checked out. Yes, of course, no one should have been able to do anything. It's been under guard. Here, look, here's the, yes, it can get up the security camera footage. Yes, there's the person who escorted the droid to pick it up. Yes, the factotum droid can call the person who did that. Yes, it was your nephew. My nephew. Glance over at Sin. Eh? What, you haven't met him, have you?
No, but... Well, you hear things about family and this business.
Yeah, but he's a good kid.
Good kid get duped?
I'd hate to think so.
Good kid get, poked in the brain?
That real?
Yeah, that's real.
I'd hate to think so, but if we've got somebody around doing brain poking, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna call him. Actually, yeah, have a Tony get in here. Call him up, get him in here. Yes, sir, at once, sir, says the droid. Back up to the Ran and Antuxa.
Should we call Sen and let them know what's going on?
Perhaps. In the meantime, I got the most awful feeling when you brought that package near the force screen. I wondered, do we know what the force screen is attached to?
The walls.
Oh.
It's a standard, keeps the weather out of your garage kind of force screen.
Got it.
It probably would not stand up that well against, you know, blaster fire or something, unless somebody pumped power to it and it was actually rated for that.
Sure.
There's a little switch in the car that you press, and then the force screen slowly rises up and jams halfway up.
So you have to go over, you go through the force screens. You go through the force screens usually. I mean, you know, you've seen all those giant hangars where the ships fly in and out, and yet there's still people walking around and whatnot. You know,
well,
Star Wars has those. So
it's
Star
gone
Trek.
Through once. What do you say we take a little ride?
I mean, we can. Where should I set this?
Just hold it. Just hold on to it for just a moment.
Now,
I'm waiting for you.
I walked towards a car, fully expecting it to explode while I was on my way over. And somehow, you saying we're going to go for a ride has made me more nervous than that.
People keep saying that to me.
Well, my droid friend, I think we are going to go for a ride. I imagine it'll be a short one.
Yes. And Tuxo will get into the back of the car.
Ram will also get into the back of the car.
What are you doing with the floaty thing?
I'm holding on to it until I'm told to do something else.
Okay, it's just dangling in midair where you left it.
Yes.
I'm keeping it over there with the other things that can explode.
Oh, no, yeah, it should be in the car.
I do not want it in the car. I do not want to put the bomb in the car.
I do not want to take the bomb outside the car through the force screen.
I don't want the bomb to be in the car as we go through the force screen.
It's already been through the force screen in the car once.
Can
yes,
we not?
That doesn't mean it was armed.
Can we not play with the bomb?
There's
somewhere out there. Somewhere out there is a Jawa who is. Actually, no, he would not be disappointed in me because that Jawa has explosives 20. That Jawa would be nodding, saying, "You begin to gain wisdom," which only comes out as
Uchini.
If people would like to make an IQ roll to see if they think of a way out of the deadlock.
Can you leave it where it is as we take off?
I can leave it where it is for a time, but there, I hate to say it, but there is a limit to my range of effectiveness.
Oh, I think we only need to go about 50 feet.
I can leave it right where it is.
Okay.
Then, driver, darling, will you take us 50 feet directly up?
I will have to leave the garage first.
We go through several floors.
You have a roof.
Well, that's no fun. All right, take it. Yes, take us out of the garage. And then, I tell you what, 50 feet straight forward. Unless that was going to collide with walls as well. What is it with people in here and building things?
I am sure I do not know, ma'am. One moment, let me contact the factotum droid and see if I am permitted to take you places.
Oh, this is going to...
It will do so. Sen, you get the factotum droid asking Mr. Barekti if the visitors are allowed to take the car places, and he looks at Sen, shrug. Do they know what they're doing?
They know what they're doing.
All right, sure. Yeah. Authorization for the air car.
And Tuxa, I have no idea what we're doing.
I'm playing it by ear. And you've seen my ears.
So the only one here who knows what they're doing is the driver.
Yes, and the driver has to get permission. What a world we live in.
The driver droid will say, permission has been granted. The car lifts up smoothly, you know, hovers its way over to the force screen. Obviously is doing some kind of sensor check to make sure that there is no passing traffic about to ram it. Comes out of the force screen, attains a little bit of altitude, and then goes forwards a bit, and then sinks down next to another building about 50 feet that away.
All right. Now try to bring it through the force screen.
I try to bring it through the force screen.
Okay. The package goes through the force screen. How quickly are you bringing it through the force screen, Ran?
I'm operating under the assumption that making it move fast could make it blow up on its own.
Okay. So it's going, you're just sort of approximately, you know, you're doing it like maybe, you know, a meter a second kind of thing. If that.
Something like that.
Approximately 2 seconds after it passes through the force screen, it explodes. It makes a great big bang. And after a moment, there is the pitter-patter smacking of, like, nails or shrapnel or something against the windows of the car that you're in. Not enough to do more than, well, oh no, there's another crack.
Well, he's going to be so upset.
And yes. He wanted that in here with us.
I didn't know I was going to do that.
We didn't know it wouldn't. And Tuxa.
We don't know anything wouldn't.
And Tuxa, my friend. One of my closest
friends.
Am I
not allowed to travel with anything in a car anymore?
While I am fairly certain that I could probably have stopped all of those nails with my mind, I would like to not have to try that with you in the vicinity.
Oh, you're no fun. You would have had a new piercing. It would have been exciting.
But if you get too many piercings, you can't take care of my piercings. Like last time in the desert, surrounded by cacti.
Well, cacti are one way to get a new piercing.
There were many ways.
A train fell on me.
I know. I was there.
Well, you couldn't stop it, and you didn't. So we're even. Now let's go back and see what the damage was at the parking garage.
Sen, you are down, and you do not actually hear the explosion, except for a number of alarms start going off in melodic yet urgent ways, and a whole bunch of stuff goes into quick lockdown. All the assorted people get away from windows. Windows start sliding closed. The doors are shut and shutters go over them. And the factotum droid reports, explosion, explosion, just outside the garage. The upper garage.
I guess they found the bomb.
I guess. I hope they aren't dead. Can we get some footage? Negative. The cameras are non-operational.
Cut to the camera, pierced by many nails.
Yeah, that's about right.
A significant that's number of them right. From angles that could not have been pierced by from where the bomb exploded.
Well, you never know.
What? It's stylish.
Sen, your communicator is going breedle-breedle at you.
Not dead, see? Sen answers.
In my
head, Sen, darling, guess what we found out?
The bomb?
Yes, and also it was full of nails.
Oh, homemade bomb.
Also, I'm afraid Barecki is going to have to do another repair on his windows.
I'm probably going to have to repair a lot of windows. I didn't have the only air car in there. You two okay up there?
Yes, we're fine. We got it out of the garage before we, accidentally set it off. It was some distance away.
Great. You're trying to get back into the garage. Okay, let me... That the only bomb? Car's not going to go up if it comes back in, is it?
Not as far as I can tell.
I would suspect that they would have assumed after that went off, a secondary bomb wouldn't be necessary. Also, your droid will need repair. Since it picked up the package that had the bomb in it, it has been non-functional from the neck down, it tells us.
That's a nasty bit of programming on it.
Its
Great.
Fingers will also need to be repaired. It had a death grip on the package.
Glad you didn't detonate it while you were trying to get the thing out of its grip. Okay, yeah. Authorize the air car to come back in and let's go survey the damage. You think there's going to be anything else blowing up?
Well, I don't, but Sen's the expert.
I don't intend to blow anything else up.
I appreciate the faith, but I'm here and I'm not where the bomb was, so I don't know if there's going to be other explosions up there.
Well, that's true, but you can prevent additional explosions near Barecki.
Yes, yes. True.
Are we going up with the elevator again, if it's working?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. I gotta see this. Since somebody's trying to kill me by booby-trapping my car. My Griffin nephew better show up. I am going to make him sweep everything.
Also, if your nephew's good at detailing, that might be relevant.
Oh, boy.
It hit the car?
There were a lot of puddles.
Hope it didn't hit any bystanders. Right. As he goes back to the elevator, he will tell people to go check for bystanders and get the medical attention as needed. People go and run and do his bidding. Zoom! The elevator doors close on the bottom. They open on the top in a nice little cut. Good cutscene. So, the inside of the place is... Okay, it wasn't actually the hugest bomb ever if you weren't at, like, point-blank range. If you were at point-blank range, that would probably have been terrible. It's got a lot of nails that went ping, ping, ping everywhere. One of the air cars was actually closer to the force screen, and that's definitely going to need a new windshield. And now there's windshield glass sprayed out and all around it. There's Antooks and Ran in the other car that's landing smoothly. What would you like to do, Sen?
How many cars are there here?
There's probably about a dozen of them, actually. It's a fairly large air car garage. This is probably, you know, people with air cars come in and whatnot.
We should have a scanner. Okay, I'm going to try to figure out if there's anything wrong with any of the other cars.
All right. If you need a scanner, I can have somebody bring one up.
That would help. That would help.
All right. If you wait a moment, you can get a scanner. Ran and Tuxa.
Have we landed?
Yes, you have landed.
Well, that was exciting.
I like exciting. I don't like that specific exciting.
You say that as though I didn't prevent you from being blown up.
After I decided that we weren't going to have it in the car with us.
Well, yes. We both contributed to you not blowing up.
Ran's just going to side-eye Antooksa for this. You know,
Antooksa is entirely aware of what she tried to have Rand do and is going to sincerely apologize later. She's just going with the bit right now.
Rand is assuming the same, but also is going to... okay, and Tuxa earned these comments from Rand, so Rand is going to give them.
Yes.
And afterwards, everyone's still going to be friends. You know, the more we go on missions like this, the more I think maybe we should just, you know, retire from accounting and open a coffee shop somewhere. That place this morning was so nice.
It was, wasn't it? Oh, what a thought.
Of course, we need some kind of investor.
You could float coffee over to customers. I could operate the, what do you call it, espresso machine? Spuspresso.
Sen, you are provided with a scanner from a young Zabrek woman who looks around with a fair amount of horror and then just sort of tucks herself behind the blast door part of the elevator and peers out to watch.
Thanks. Would working this be LOP's security?
Yes. Yes, it would. Made by two. Scanning the other cars, they seem to be clean. You're not scanning any more explosives in them, and let me do a little roll for your danger sense. You don't feel any danger about any of the other cars. The other cars do seem to be clean, except for the parts where, wow, that nail got really far into the hood. You're not sure you actually want to try to fly that thing in case it, you know, stabbed something important.
That's good to know.
The other cars seem clean. Barecti tells the young woman to inform the owner of the car that we're going to have to get a taxi, apparently, or perhaps we're all going to have to hunker down here, figure out who's trying to blow him up. And where is his nephew?
Oh, that reminds me. Mm? Do you know anyone who wears a black mask with a single line down the center?
Whole of it actors?
How do you mean?
On stage? That sounds like the kind of thing that you see the Imperials wearing on the Holovid movies.
Ah, so someone is costume playing. A Sith. What an interesting quirk in the tale.
You saw someone like that?
Well, there were an intermediary who delivered the bomb to the person who planted it in the car. I didn't get a good read on the person who delivered it to them.
I have no idea. This place is big enough we could have probably half a squad of Sith-type people in it. If, far as I know, I haven't ticked off anybody who wears that kind of thing.
All right.
Rand will not tense up at all. At the mention that there could be all kinds of Sith here without them knowing about it.
It's a fairly big city.
Hmm? How far up are we?
About
five stories.
Floors. Five stories. Okay. At between 7 to 10 feet per story. Detecting disturbances. As if, okay. Usages of the Force. What would that range be?
I'm specifically looking for Barecti's, that tie that's coming from Barecti's.
It's still there. It still feels quiescent.
Can I get anything from its direction?
Let me check my notes.
While I'm thinking about it.
Check. Map. GM's map. Where's my map? There's my map. Give me. Oh, come on. Yes, that's the player safe map. I don't want the player safe map, you wretched thing. One moment. I have to dig up. There we are. That's the... Ah, okay. All right. You people are all up... I mean, technically where you are is not where you are. You people are all up at the little Demario's location, which is the pet diner in the office building that is apparently Berecti headquarters.
Right.
The pull that you're getting is somewhere in the south, probably somewhere within this circle.
Oh, good. So they're local.
Either that, or it's even further and they're less local. But yeah, it does feel like it's somewhere on the island and in this area.
Could be an old transmog.
It's the concierge at the hotel.
That's why the continental breakfast was so poor. Sabotage.
Well, one more question, and then, I think we can leave you to your work.
Leave us to the cops, you mean?
Oh, true. They are going to be coming by, aren't they?
I'm surprised I don't hear the sirens already, but yep.
How interesting. Someone tried to kill Sandcast last night, and now someone's tried to kill you today, and both times we were here.
I do hope that that's not,
Believe me, I do too.
I've got mixed feelings about whether or not there's other attempts.
But while we're waiting, then, is there any chance I could meet this nephew?
Certainly, as soon as he gets here. And on that note, we've been playing for a while, so I should probably pause and put the interrogation of the nephew, assuming he shows up, for next time. Thank you all for playing.
5-minute break, and let's keep it to 15.
No, we already did that one. This is the week break. This is the week break, you people.
The recording is at 2 hours and 12 minutes. I would like to go to bed.
Yes.
So the 1 hour, one hour break is a strong break.
Ellie, you are a gem.
Thank people for listening. I'm Beth.
Tonight, Beth has been joined by Crash, me, and Eo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Ellie. And I hear Beth writes books.
At ElizabethMcCoy.com. And you can try and get them from Hoopla. You can ask your library to buy the ebooks through Overdrive. And you can buy them yourself, like at Smashwords and stuff. And speaking of cool things, some of them are free at Smashwords. Speaking of cool things.
Well, you can get all the stuff we make at AaronBSmith.com. We're on the Fediverse. It is AaronBSmith.com/@cogwheel. And our Patreon is patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, where you can help us keep the lights on, along with other illustrious patrons who get the episodes as I edit them, as opposed to 2 to 3 months after I edit them, because we have a buffer. Thank you to our patrons, Ellie, Shanshen, Walter, Liv Droman, and Patron Emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, what? What? It's... I picked up the car. The car's fine. Why am I getting great? What did I do? Did I scuff the car? Okay. Yes, I'm getting a taxi now. Right.
Good news. You didn't scuff the car. Bad news. It is very scuffed.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
One point for everybody.
But we've been in combat the whole time. What do you mean?